Before I start my sermon, I would like you to get into groups of two or three and discuss the following multiple choice question.
So, 在我们开始之前，我希望大家能够两三个人成为一组，然后我们要回答这个问题。
And also discuss why you chose that answer.
对，选择题，然后你们要讨论一下你为什么选择那一项。
So, according to the Bible, a Christian is A, has been saved in the past.
啊，所以按照圣经，一个基督徒是什么意思呢？第一是啊，已经得救吗
？Is being saved in the present？
还是说现在正在？
Or will be saved in the future.
但是在未来会得救。
So just go ahead and start talking.
我们再讨论一下两三个人。
Okay, hopefully by now you've all come up with your answer.
啊，你们是已经都有答案了。
Okay, so how many of you chose letter A?
选 A 的人举手。
Chose letter A? Okay.
A 的人。
Okay, how many of you chose letter B?
B 的人。
How many chose letter C?
C 的人。
Okay, so all of if you only raise your hand for one, you're wrong.
如果你举手一遍的话，你就错了。
Because the answer is.
因为答案是全部都是。
It's actually a trick question.
所以这个其实是一个骗人的。
Because according to the Bible, there is a sense in which a Christian has been saved in the past.
所以因为呢按照圣经来讲呢我们可以明白到在圣经有说到基督徒已在过去已经得救
another sense in which he or she is continually to be saved in the present
也有让我们知道说圣经里面说他正在得救
and another sense in which, in which a Christian will be saved in the future
那圣经也有说呢基督徒在未来会得救
so in a sense no matter how you answer this question you were at least partially right
所以也就是说，不论你怎么回答呢，你其实是部分答对。
So this semester, the sermon series for the English worship service has been on the topic of soteriology.
所以呢，在这一个整个学期在英文堂里面，我们讲到的主题呢，主要是在跟这个救世神学有关系。
So soteriology is the doctrine about a Christian salvation.
救世神学呢，在研读的就是在讲基督徒的救恩救赎。
Each Sunday we've discussed a different aspect of the Christian salvation.
所以每一个主日呢，我们就来研读在基督徒的救恩这件事情上面的各种不同的层面。
And as we studied our salvation, we discovered that it's like this.Multifaceted jewel, and we've reveled in how great and how beautiful of a salvation that we as Christians can experience.
So, when we're reading this, Christian's salvation, the this level, it's like we're looking at a jewel. It has different layers for us to appreciate. So, we unconsciously think, "Wow, this salvation is really great."
Now, for most of the studies, Sundays, we've focused on the past tense.Of the Christian salvation.
那大部分主日的时候呢，我们讲的都是讲到过去式的救恩。
In other words, we focused on how a Christian has already been saved.
所以我们的主要重点是在说基督徒如何在过去得救。
But when in the past did a Christian become saved?
那但是在过去的时候，什么时候基督徒得救呢？
There are at least two points in the past when a Christian experienced salvation.
那在过去式的这个状态当中呢，一个基督徒至少有两个点是得救的。
The first point was almost 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross.
那第一个时间点呢，就是差不多2000多年前，耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
The second point was when the Christians was within the Christian's life when he or she put his or her faith in Jesus Christ.
那第二个时间点呢，就是在这个基督徒的生命当中，他自己把他的接受了神。
You could say that at Calvary, the Christian's salvation was achieved.
所以我们可以说，在哥哥他身上呢，这个基督徒的救恩是成就了。
And at conversion, a Christian's salvation is received.
但是在你信主的时候，那这个基督徒的救恩就得到了。
To illustrate this point, let me ask you a question.
所以我再深入再解说一下，我先问你们一个问题。
When is a child adopted?
那如果一个孩子被收养的话，他在哪一点是正式真正被收养？
Is it when the parents fill out the paperwork and pay the adoption agency for the adoption fees?
那是在对父母填这个领养的申请书的时候，然后付了这个领养的钱的时候吗？
Or is it when the child is placed in the parents' arms?
啊，还是说让父母接触到抱到这个孩子这一刻开始呢？
Well, it's both.
那其实是两个都是。
The adoption was achieved when the parents paid the price.
所以当这个父母付了这个款，填了申请表的时候，这个收养就已经完成了。
But it's achieved when the child is put in the father's hands.
Received.
Oh, sorry, let me say that again. But it was received when the child is put in her father's arms.
所以当这个父母他抱到这个孩子这一刻呢，这个领养的这个事情就接受了。
So in what ways has a Christian been saved?
所以在基督徒他被得到救恩的时候，是有什么样的各种不同方式呢？
What are the facets of the multifaceted gift of the Christian salvation?
那在这个各很多方面的这个救恩这个礼物当中，它有几个层面呢？
Let me review some of the facets of our salvation that was addressed in our English worship services earlier this semester.
那我们在这学期当中，在英文堂我们分享过几个层面。
The first facet of a Christian salvation is his election.
那第一个层面呢，就是神的拣选。
According to Wayne Grudem, election is an act of God before creation in which He chooses some people to be saved, not on account of any unforeseen merit in them, but only because of His sovereign good pleasure.
那拣选的意思呢？按照这个神学家的的定义呢，就是说，在神在我认识我在神在一开始的时候，他就拣选了我们，并不是因为这个人有做了什么事情，而是神他因为他自己的愿意，他的拣选。
It's as if God the Father is looking at some photo album of a group of orphans, and He looks at one of those children and He points at that photo and says, "I want this one."
所以就好像神他这个神他在选选这个人的时候，他就打开一个好像那个相簿一样，然后我们在领养小孩的时候打开相簿，然后看到这个孩子就说我要领养这个孩子。
I want this one in my family.
我要领养这个孩子来到我的家庭当中。
So if you are a Christian here today, that is what God has done. That is what God did for you.
所以今天如果你在我们当中是基督徒的话，那神就已经做了这样领养的工作了。
He chose you before time began in eternity past.
所以神在世界开始之前，神已经拣选你了。
The second facet of a Christian's salvation is the effective call.
那在这个救恩的第二个层面呢，就是有效的呼召。
According to Wayne Grudem, the effective call is an act of God the Father speaking through the human proclamation of the gospel in which He summons people to Himself in such a way that they respond in saving faith.
那按照这个Dr. Wayne Grudem, 他这个神学家的定义呢，他是有效的呼召，就是神父神，他透过人类的传扬福音，然后把他所爱的人叫到他的身边来，让这些人能够自动的接受神，自动的接受福音。
In other words, it's as if God sends a Christian messenger to one of these spiritual orphans to ask her if she wants to become His child.
就好像说神他差派一个属灵上的一个基督徒来到这个属灵的这个孤儿的面前，问他说你想不想要被收养。
God's offer is so loving and so compelling that the spiritual orphan will not refuse it.
那因为神他的爱跟他的这个他的大爱是这么的大，这么吸引人，所以这个属灵上的孤儿呢，他是不会拒绝。
If you are a Christian here today, God the Father called you in the past into His family, and you responded with a hearty yes.
所以，如果你现在在座你是基督徒的话呢，你就知道说，在过去神你的父神他来到你的面前呼召你，而且你见到了认识父神的时候，你就大大的说，我要被你收养。
Now, the third facet of a Christian's salvation is her regeneration.
那救恩的第三个层面呢，就是重生。
Now, according to Wayne Grudem, regeneration is a secret act of God in which He imparts new spiritual life to us.
那按照这个神学家的说法呢，这个重生的意思就是神他在暗地里把一个新的这个生命灌注到你的身上。
You see, the Bible indicates that before our conversion, we were dead in our sins.
所以我们知道说，在我们认识神之前，我们在最终我们是死的。
Thus, we were totally incapable to respond to God's call of salvation.
因为那个时候我们是没有办法回应神给我们救恩的这样呼召的。
But God imparts spiritual life into the non-Christian so that she responds to God's call, and then she puts her faith in Jesus so that she can experience all the beauty of new life in Christ.
但是神在我们还不认识他的时候，还不是基督徒的时候，就已经把属灵的生命给我们了，所以我们可以回应神的呼召，也可以享受神在世上让我们享受各样属灵的好处。
The fourth facet of a Christian salvation is her justification.
那这个属灵救恩的第四个层面呢，就是称义。
According to Wayne Grudem, justification is an instantaneous legal act of God in which He thinks of our sins as forgiven and Christ's righteousness as belonging to us, and declares us to be righteous in His sight.
那这个的意思呢，就是说神他自己在律法上面呢，他见我们就算我们为义，因为耶稣的公义的关系。那因为如此呢，他就让我们在神的面前是公义的。
It's as if God the Father is a judge, and we are the guilty criminals, and He looks down on us and He says, "Since my Son Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sins, I now declare you not guilty."
就好像说神是一个大法官，我们是犯罪的罪人，他看着我们，知道我们犯罪了，但是他告诉我们说，因为我的儿子为你们付了罪的代价的关系，所以现在我可以宣布你是无罪的。
So if you are a Christian here today, God no longer considers you an enemy that needs to be punished. Instead, He considers you just as righteous as His Son Jesus Christ.
所以如果你在座的当中你是基督徒的话，你就知道说神已经看着你，他不再看你为是他的犯罪的敌人，他反而看你视你为好像他自己完全公义的儿子一样。
The fifth facet of a Christian's salvation is his adoption.
那第四个层面呢，在救恩第四个层面呢，讲的就是成为后嗣。
Dr. Wayne Grudem defines adoption simply as an act of God whereby He makes us members of His family.
那意思就是说神他主动的让我们成为他家中的一份子。
In other words, if you are a Christian here today, God the Father no longer considers you as a guilty criminal.
也就是说如果你在我们当中你是基督徒的话，你就知道说神他不再是你是一个有罪的罪犯。
Instead, He considers youNow, as his dear adopted child,
他现在看你呢，是他已经收养了家里一个成员了。
But not only is there a past tense of our salvation, there is also a future tense of our salvation.
那不光是我们有过去式的救恩，我们也有未来式的救恩。
On Easter Sunday, we studied about a Christian's glorification.
那在复活节我们学习到了基督徒的荣耀。
Wayne Grudem defines glorification as the final step in the application of redemption. It will happen when Christ returns and raises from the dead the bodies of all believers for all times who have died and reunites them with their souls and changes the bodies of all believers who remain alive, thereby giving all believers at the same time perfect resurrection bodies like his own.
所以呢，我们知道就是说，当我们将来要怎么样得到救恩呢？就是我们等到耶稣再来的时候，我们就会在灵上面会再一次的复活，我们也会得到一个新的复活的身体，就像耶稣基督一样。那这个时候，我们就是在未来的救恩的样式就是这个样子。
In other words, if you are a Christian, not only will your soul live forever, but someday your body and your soul will be reunited, and you will enjoy Christ forever in heaven.
也就是说，如果你是基督徒的话，不光是你的灵会永远存活，有一天你的灵跟你的新的身体会联合在一起，一起跟耶稣永远存活。
So it's easy to understand how a Christian is saved in the past and how a Christian will be saved in the future.
所以我们可以不是很难的就容易了解说，在过去基督徒是怎么样得到救恩，在未来基督徒怎么样得到救恩。
In the past, Christ achieved our salvation and we received the first fruits of our salvation.
所以在过去世的救恩呢，就是耶稣他在十字架已经成就了救恩，我们已经得到了救恩。
In the future, we will fully experience our salvation in heaven without being impeded by sin or by death.
那在未来的时候呢，我们得到的救恩呢，是不会受到罪的捆绑的救恩。
But in what sense can we say that a Christian is being saved in the present?
那怎么样就是现在是这个进行式的正在得到救恩呢？
The answer can be found in the doctrine of sanctification.
那我们这个呢就可以从成圣的这个道理来看。
Sanctification means to be made holy.
那成圣的意思呢就是成为圣洁。
To be made holy means to be separated away from sin and separated to God.
那被成圣成为圣洁呢就是与罪分开，然后与圣洁的神联合。
In the Bible, the main emphasis of sanctification is the present tense.
那在圣经里面呢，讲到成圣都是用现在式。
In other words, the main biblical emphasis is that God is currently working in a Christian's life to separate her from sin and to separate her for His glory and for His service.
那也就是说，成圣的现在式呢，就是神他现在主动积极的在基督徒的生命中面工作。所以这个基督徒呢，他现在正在与罪分开，他正在分开之后与神同在。
So when theologians talk about sanctification, usually they are referring to the present tense of being of a Christian being made holy.
所以当基督徒在讲到成圣的时候呢，通常讲的都是正在进行的，正在被成圣的这个过程。
But there's not only a present tense of our sanctification, but there's also a past tense and a future tense of our sanctification.
所以成圣呢，不光是现在正在进行的事情，它在过去也进行，在将来也进行。
So it's important for us to understand all three tenses of our sanctification.
所以这个成圣呢，有三个时态，过去、现在跟未来。
Because each aspect of our sanctification addresses an area in which people struggle.
那在这三个不同的时态的成圣呢，我们多少都会有一些挣扎。
And if we truly understood each aspect of our sanctification, it would help us to enjoy our salvation to its fullest, and it could stir within our hearts a passion for holiness.
所以如果我们明白这个成圣的三个阶段的话呢，我们可以更多的成熟的成圣，而且呢更多能够有这个想要成为圣洁的这样的热忱。
So let's first of all take a look at the past tense of our sanctification.
所以我们来看看说我们过去式的成圣是什么样子呢？
The past tense deals with the issue of people struggling with the guilt for their sins.
所以呢，过去式的成圣呢，就是在讲说我们人怎么样在我们的罪当中挣扎。
This guilt is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11.
所以呢，这个在圣经里面呢，哥林多前书第一节，他就描述了这样的状况。
Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
难道你们不知道不义的人不会继承上帝的天国吗？不要欺骗自己，凡是性行为不道德，崇拜偶像，通奸、男妓、同性恋者、强盗、贪婪、醉鬼、毁谤和骗子都不能继承上帝的王国。
This passage indicates that those who are guilty of a lifestyle of sin are disqualified for entrance into heaven.
所以我们就知道说，在过去我们的生活是一个犯罪的生活的话，是没有办法进入天国的。
The Apostle Paul gives several examples of sins which disqualify people to enter heaven.
那使徒保罗提到了很多其中提到了一些犯罪的事情是让你不能进入天国的。
Those sins include both homosexual and heterosexual immorality, stealing, greed, drunkenness, and slandering.
那中间包括了通奸、男妓、同性恋、强盗、贪婪、醉鬼、毁谤和骗子。
Perhaps you say, I don't do any of those.
那你说我都不做这些事情。
But he also includes idolatry.
但是当中他使徒保罗也讲了崇拜偶像。
Idolatry is not merely worshiping statues.
所以崇拜偶像不光只是已经膜拜一些像。
But idolatry is also when you love anything or anybody more than God.
因为崇拜偶像呢，就表示说你爱任何一个事情或任何一个人多于你爱神。
Whether it's academics or your hobby or even your sweetheart.
那不光是说因为你爱学业，或者爱你喜欢做的一些什么从事的爱好，或是甚至于是你的配偶，多于你爱神。
So all of us have been guilty of sins that would disqualify us for heaven.
所以我们呢，都是曾经犯过一些罪，是让我们不能进天国的。
But now take a look at verse 11.
那我们待会儿来看看第十一节怎么说呢？
And that is what some of you were.
那这边讲说，过去你们当中一些人就是如此。
Those words offer hope.
啊，但是呢，这边是有希望的。
In other words, something happened to the Apostle Paul's readers in which they were no longer involved in a lifestyle of idolatry or greed or adultery or homosexuality.
因为他讲说过去这些人是如此，意思就是说这些人现在不再做那些犯罪的事情了。
They were set free from these self-destructive habits.
他们已经不再做那些会伤害自己的事情了。
So what happened to them?
那这些人现在是什么状况呢？
Let's read the rest of the verse.
那接下来我们把它读完。
But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
但是你们已经被洗净，已经圣洁，你们以主耶稣基督的名义，通过我们上帝的灵，得以和上帝重新和好。
One of the reasons why the Corinthians were no longer living in a lifestyle of sin is because they had been sanctified.
那一个很大的原因，这些哥林多的人，他们不再过一个犯罪的生活，是因为他们已经成圣了。
And since they had been sanctified, they were no longer disqualified for heaven.
因为他们已经成圣的关系，所以他们就不会再被拒绝于天堂之外。
To put it in a more positive way, since God had cleansed them, had made them holy and made them righteous, they were now qualified to go to heaven.
或者从正面的角度来看呢，就是说因为神已经使他们成为圣洁，已经把他们洗净了，所以他们现在已经有资格可以进入天堂。
So the word sanctified is in the past tense, which indicates that something happened in the past that made them holy.
那也就是说成圣的过去的时态呢，意思就是说在过去你们已经成圣，所以现在已经成为圣洁了。
2 Corinthians 5:21 describes what happened in the past.
那跟你说后书5章21节就讲说那接下来怎么样呢？
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使他无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
The Apostle Paul describes the great exchange.
所以使徒保罗他就讲的是这样子的交换。
At Calvary, Christ took on the punishment for our sins.
在哥哥他身上，耶稣为我们的罪得了惩罚。
At conversion, we receive the righteousness of Christ.
当我们信主的时候，我们就接受了神赐给我们的公义。
And so now when God looks at Christians, he no longer sees them in their sins.
所以当神他看着基督徒的时候，就不算他们为有罪。
Instead, he sees us as being just as righteous as Jesus Christ, his son.
相反的，他见我们就如同看到他自己完全无罪、完全圣洁、公义的儿子一样。
So since we are put in the position of Jesus, the past tense of sanctification is called positional sanctification.
那因为我们的这个状况呢，是我们放在耶稣，就是神的儿子的地位上面，所以这样子在过去式的成圣的过程呢，就叫做地位上的成圣。
If we truly understood that we are positionally sanctified, how would that transform our lives?
那如果我们真正的明白我们在地位上已经成圣的话，那我们如何回应呢？
Instead of living in guilt and thinking that we are disqualified to go to heaven, we would live in peace because we would know that we are now qualified to go to heaven.
所以呢，我们不会再想说我们很有罪恶感，因为我们活在一个罪恶的生活当中。相反的，我们应该平安知道说我们现在已经有资格可以进入天堂。
And it's not because of our own good deeds that we become qualified.
那我们要明白说，不是因为我们自己做了什么让我们有资格进入天堂。
Instead, we are qualified because we have received the holiness of Jesus Christ.
相反的，我们知道说我们有资格是因为我们得到了耶稣基督给我们的这个义。
So in positional sanctification, it makes us perfect in God's eyes.
所以在地位上的成圣的意思呢，就是说我们在神的眼中已经成为义了。
But there's another sense in which we are not perfect.
但是呢，还有一个层面呢，让我们知道说我们还是不完全的。
Take a look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
那我们来看希伯来书十章十四节。
For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made perfect.
由于他的这一次奉献，使得那些变得圣洁的人们永远完美。
This passage indicates that in one sense Christians are already holy, but in another sense they are in the process of becoming holy.
那这个经节呢，告诉我们说，在一方面呢，基督徒已经圣洁了，但是在另外一方面来讲呢，基督徒在正在成为圣洁。
Because even though Christ's death on the cross makes us positionally holy in God's eyes, the truth is that we still sin while we are here on earth.
因为在地位上，我们虽然已经在神的眼中，因为取得了耶稣基督为我们。这个附带下的这个地位，所谓我们在神的眼中是成为圣洁的，但是在事实上我们还会在这个地上的时候，我们还是会犯罪。
So though we have already been saved from the penalty of sin, we still need to be saved from the power of sin.
也就是说我们在过去已经是不用再付我们犯罪的代价了，因为成圣的关系，但是现在呢，正在进行的是我们必须要脱离罪的权势。
So in the present tense of sanctification, Christians are progressively becoming more and more holy.
也就是说是正在进行的时态当中呢，我们知道说基督徒是不断的在渐渐的不断的 变成更圣洁。
They are progressively gaining victory over the power of sin.
也就是说在一步一步的慢慢的要战胜这个罪的权势。
And that's why theologians call the present tense of Christian sanctification progressive sanctification.
那也就是说神学家在讲说现在正在进行的这个成圣的过程呢就叫做渐进性的成圣。
Now, unfortunately, some Christians do not act very holy.
不幸的，因为我们知道说，有些基督徒的确他们的行为表现并不是圣洁的。
Instead, they struggle with moral compromise and with complacency.
那这些基督徒呢，他们常常在道德上是妥协的，而且他们可能会流于自满的状态。
But if we truly understood the blessing that comes from progressive sanctification, it would transform our lives.
但是如果我们真正的明白这个渐进式的成圣的过程的话呢，我们的生活是会不一样。
This can be seen in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
那在希伯来书十二章十四节这样说。
Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, for without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Why should we pursue holiness?
那我们为什么要追求圣洁？
Why should we not enjoy the pleasures of sin?
那我们为什么不能享受罪中之乐呢？
According to this verse, we should pursue holiness because if we do, we can see the Lord.
按照这段经文来说，我们必要追求圣洁，因为我们如果如此的话，我们就可以见到神。
In other words, the reward for progressive sanctification is to experience the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
也就是说我们这个愿意追求这个渐进式的成圣的话呢，我们就会享受与神的同在这样的喜乐。
So, an understanding of our progressive sanctification will transform our spiritual lives from complacency into a lifestyle of radical obedience.
所以就是说，当我们明白了这个渐进式的成圣的过程的话呢，我们的生命就会改变，我们会从一个自满足的状态呢，成为一个我们积极的追求顺服神的状态。
In other words, if we truly understood that progressive sanctification results in experiencing the mighty presence of our God, we will be willing to obey Him no matter what.
也就是说，当我们明白这个渐进式的成圣的过程的话呢，我们就愿意去追求，因为我们知道我们得到的是神他完全大能的同在。
But how do we progress in our sanctification?
那我们如何在我们成圣的过程当中进步呢？
Is it God's responsibility to sanctify us, or do we have some responsibility in our own sanctification?
那是神他必须要负责任来把我们成圣呢，还是我们自己也要担负一些责任来使自己成圣？
Now we've already seen that the author of Hebrews said that we should make every effort to be made holy.
那我们在希伯来书作者告诉我们的这句话当中就知道说，我们必须要追求与众人和睦，追求圣洁。
So there is a sense in which we need to work hard, that we need to make sacrifices, that we should practice spiritual disciplines so that we can make progress in our sanctification.
所以我们知道说在这里面我们学习到我们必须要努力的，必须要做，必须要对自己有这个操练才能够成圣。
But on the other hand, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
那但是我们又看到说在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
So in another sense, it is God who is the one who sanctifies us.
所以也就是说在从这个经节上来看呢，是神他自己亲自的使我们成圣。
He sanctifies us as we yield to the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，当我们愿意降服在圣灵之下，神他就来使我们成圣。
So both God and us are involved in our sanctification.
所以呢， 同时神跟我们都在我们成圣的过程当中必须要负责任。
Dr. Wayne Grudem writes the following.
那这个 Wayne Grudem 这个神学家他这样讲。
It is important that we continue to grow both in our passive trust in God to sanctify us and in our active striving for holiness and greater obedience in our lives.
他说呢，这个我们有两个部分对我们来讲都非常重要要做的。第一个就是我们必须在在被动上面要相信神，愿意来使我们成圣。另一方面呢，我们要积极的追求来顺服神，所以我们可以成圣。
If we neglect active striving to obey God, we become passive, lazy Christians.
因为如果我们没有积极的追求要顺服神，让我们自己成圣的话呢，我们就是一个偷懒的，是一个被动的基督徒。
If we neglect the passive role of trusting God and yielding to Him, we become proud and overly confident in ourselves.
那如果说我们没有愿意的被动的来信任神，让神来使我们成圣的话呢，我们就会成为一个过于自满的、太自信的基督徒。
In either case, our sanctification will be greatly deficient.
所以在其中任何一个状态之下呢，我们的成圣都会是一个不完全的。
We must maintain faith and diligence to obey at the same time.
也就是说，我们必须要同时要对神有忠诚的信任，同时我们要积极的顺服神。
The old hymn wisely says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way."
那在那个古老诗歌里面就告诉我们说，必须要信靠跟顺服，因为没有其他的方式。
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
我们要在基督里面啊。有平安跟喜乐，就要信靠顺服。
But not only are Christians positionally sanctified in the past, and not only are they progressively sanctified in the future, but also they will be perfectly sanctified in the future.
那也就是说，基督徒不光是在过去是这个地位上的成圣，在现在基督徒是渐进式的成圣，在未来基督徒要完全的成圣。
I hope she said that better in Chinese.
I did right.
This can be seen in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2.
那这我们在约翰一书三章二节可以看到。
But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Just as Christ is perfectly sinless in heaven, so will Christians be perfectly sinless in heaven.
就好像基督在天堂他是完全的无罪的状态一样，我们将来在天堂也是完全的无罪。
So our future sanctification deals with another issue in which people struggle.
那也就是我们未来的成圣这个状态呢，是基督徒也会常常需要挣扎的一个事情。
We struggle with hopelessness.
也就是说，我们会对于没有盼望这个事情上挣扎。
We can feel like we will never gain total victory over our struggle with overeating or with lust or with greed.
那我们常会觉得绝望了，因为觉得说我永远不会战胜我现在在犯罪的这个状态。
But if we truly understood the reality of our future perfect sanctifications, our lives will be filled with joy and with hope, knowing that someday we will be totally set free from the shackles of our sin and its self-destructiveness.
也就是说，如果我们完全明白在将来我们会完全的成圣的话，那我们现在所处的状态呢，应该是生命会改变了，我们会充满了希望跟喜乐，知道说在将来我们会完全的无罪，完全的脱离罪的捆绑。
As Arthur Farstad wrote, at that time we will be able to reverse the clause of the bumper sticker theologue who wrote, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven.To Christians aren't just forgiven, they're also perfect.
那有一个作家他写说，在那个未来的时候呢，我们就可以 过的生活状态呢，跟现在很多人在汽车上面贴的那个 bumper sticker sticker 写的那个东西是相反的。现在的 bumper sticker 上面写的呢，是说基督徒他们不是完美的，他们只是得到饶恕了。但是将来的时候呢，要讲的是说，基督徒不是只是受到饶恕，他们是完美的。
So let's put these three tenses of our sanctification together on one PowerPoint slide.
所以现在呢，我们要把这个三个成圣的这个时态呢，一起放在一张 PowerPoint slide 上面。
Before we were Christians, we were slaves to sin and we were not sanctified.
所以在我们成为基督徒之前，我们是罪的奴隶，所以呢，我们不是成圣的。
But at the moment of our conversion, we become holy in God's eyes, and we were positionally sanctified.
所以当我们信主的那个时刻呢，我们在神的眼中就成为圣洁，所以那个呢是一个地位上的神圣。
Throughout our Christian life, we grow in holiness.And experience progressive sanctification.
所以在我们的基督徒生命的过程当中呢，我们就渐进的成为圣洁。所以我们经验到的就是渐进式的成圣。
And at death, we enter into the presence of God and experience perfect sanctification.
那当我们在死亡的时候呢，其实我们进入的是神的同在，所以我们得到的是完全的成圣。
To put it another way, positional sanctification.It corresponds with our justification in which we are considered 100% righteous or 100% holy in God's eyes and we experience freedom from sin's penalty.
那也就是说地位上的成圣的意思呢，就是说我们在神的眼中已经是百分之百无罪，我们是完全的成为公义在神的眼中。所以说呢，我们在罪的代价上面我们已经自由了，不需要付罪的代价。
Now progressive sanctification is what theologians usually refer to as just sanctification.
那这个渐进式的成圣呢，许多神学家就直接说是成圣过程或者成圣。
And in progressive sanctification we often take three steps forward and then two steps backwards in our quest towards holiness.
所以在我们这个渐进式的成圣的过程当中呢，常常我们的步伐是进三步然后退两步的这样慢慢的走。
And as we learn to trust and obey God, we experience freedom from the grasp of sin's power.
那当我们在学习怎么样信靠跟顺服神的时候呢，我们就慢慢的能够脱离那个罪的权势。
And perfect sanctification corresponds with our glorification.When we in practice are not only positionally 100% righteous and 100% holy, but in reality, we will be 100% righteous, 100% holy, and we will experience freedom from sin's presence.
那也说在我们在完全成圣的时候呢，我们不光只是在地位上是百分之百的成圣，百分之百的圣洁，百分之百的这个脱离的罪的这个结果，那我们是事实上也是完全的圣洁，完全的无罪，然后完全的脱离了罪的捆绑。
If you're not Christian here today, you are not sanctified in any sense or in any tense.
如果在座当中你还不是基督徒的话呢，其实你在成圣当中呢是跟你没关系的。
But don't you wish you were?
那你是不是希望你有成圣的这个部分你参与成圣的过程呢？
You can become sanctified if you put your trust in Jesus Christ.
如果你接受神，你愿意信靠神的话，你也可以成圣。
You can do this by telling God in your own words that you are sorry that you have fallen short of His standards of holiness.
那你自己可以用你自己的方式告诉神说，你对于你自己亏缺的神的荣耀，而感到懊悔。
And you can tell Him that you believe that Jesus was 100% holy and that He died to take the punishment.Of your unholiness.
你也可以说你承认耶稣基督他是百分之百的圣洁，但是他为了我们的罪死在十字架上，所以我们可以成为百分之百的圣洁。
And you can tell him that you believe that Jesus rose from the grave so that he could sanctify you positionally, progressively, and perfectly.
那我们也可以继续说，我们承认耶稣基督他已经从死亡里面复活，所以他可以在地位上使我们成圣，他可以让我们渐渐的成圣，也可以让我们将来是完全的成圣。
If you would like guidance in doing that, please talk to Pastor Tong or to me or any Christian, committed Christian, after the worship service, and we would be glad to give you guidance in which you can experience this multifaceted gift of salvation.
所以如果你愿意需要人家帮助你或者指导你怎么样进入这个成圣的道路呢，你可以跟两位牧师谈，或者跟教会属灵领袖谈，我们愿意你一起来加入享受这个成圣的过程。
As our church enters another fiscal year, it is my hope that understanding our sanctification will stir within us a passion for holiness.
那当我们在教会进入下一个年度的时候，我求神愿意在我们当中激励我们，让我们更多的热忱愿意追求圣洁。
Because an understanding of our positional sanctification can replace our guilt with peace.
因为当我们明白我们的地位上的成圣的话呢，我们就不会一直有这样的罪恶感，反而是我们有平安。
Our understanding of our progressive sanctification can replace our spiritual complacency into a lifestyle of radical obedience.
那当我们明白这渐进式的成圣过程的话呢，那我们就会在属灵上不在于满足，而且我们是要积极的追求顺服神。
And an understanding of our perfect sanctification can change our hopelessness with hope.
那当我们明白我们将来要完全成圣的时候呢，我们就不会再绝望，而是我们是充满了希望。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
We will pray for a passion of holiness.
哦，主啊，我们愿意就赐给我们愿意追求圣洁的热忱。
Thank you for the passion that Christ shone on the cross.
谢谢你啊，让我们在十字架上见到的耶稣所展现的热忱。
And Lord, we pray that you would transform our church into a pure and holy bride of Christ.
愿你帮助我们教会，真的是更新我们的教会，让我们能够成为纯全啊，这个完全美好你自己的心腹。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.